here at the 2017 Q's CEO Executive Team Network with Denise Lee Yan. How are you, Denise?
I'm great.
Good, good. Glad to hear. You were just in there presenting your presentation. Give folks, and the title is How to Build a Brand, Rockstar Brand.
Yes.
So tell us, give us a quick overview.
Well, we all admire these brands that are kind of like rock stars. Mm-hmm. You know, people like line up and wait for the new smartphone, or, you know, people will pay hundreds of dollars for a pair of jeans. And so you wonder, like, how do they become so in demand? And what I've discovered is that great brands really think about and use their brands differently from how everyone else does, and that's really how they are able to break through and attract people and generate that kind of demand.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of like Apple? They have this aura of secrecy, and then the big day comes when they reveal. Is there's all this like tension or anticipation build up? Is that something like that along those lines, or there's other ways?
I mean, well, okay, so in that example, now if Apple did all those things and then the product they introduced was horrible,
it wouldn't be so much.
Then all of that marketing, all of that promotion, all of that anticipation would be wasted. So I would suggest that, you know, what Apple does best is it creates this great product. Innovative technology, exquisite design, intuitive interface, and it's those things that make their products so appealing. And then they know that they've kind of built up this, like, brand reputation that then people will wait days, weeks for it.
I know they hang out at the mall for, like, 5 days to get the latest phone, when like a week later they can just walk in and get it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some people just need to have the latest thing. But that's an indicator of, you know, kind of what I consider brand value. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for a credit union, obviously I don't think it's a realistic thing.
Nobody's going to be waiting outside the door for weeks to get the latest bill pay.
But are your members bragging about you to their friends? Are they choosing to stay with you even when they get all these competitive offers? Are they do they feel a real connection to what you're offering and really see the value that you're creating? I mean, when you do things that create real value for your members and create a great customer experience that delivers that, then you can have that kind of brand fandom in your category.
I like that, brand fandom. I like that. Did you trademark that?
I should.
You should. Right? I like that, brand fandom. So give me a couple of takeaways from your talk, and then we'll connect the dots to credit unions.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I talked about is that I'm not advocating branding, as in putting your logo on something or focusing on advertising or marketing. Those things are important. Yeah. But like I said, you know, your brand is really your most powerful asset, and it's really a tool that you can use. If you think about your brand as what you stand for, it's what you do and how you do it, then it really should drive, align, and guide everything you do. So your brand building becomes more about aligning and driving and guiding everything you do with your brand, and not just having creative expression of it.
That's the driver, so to speak.
Yeah, that's the fundamental point out there. Okay. And then I went through 7 brand building actions that all great brands take to increase their sales and revenues, to inspire true customer loyalty, and to build a sustainable business. And those actions are things that I have observed and researched that great brands do.
Can you give us one? I don't want to steal your thunder, but can you give us a quick teaser or a little hint of one?
So the first one is great brands start inside. I mean that great brands start brand building by developing a strong brand-led culture inside their organization. So I talked about needing to have a clear and focused and differentiated purpose and values. You know, your overarching purpose, your core values. Have you clearly articulated those? Do you know them yourself? You know, are they clearly articulated? Are they documented and distributed to everyone? And then are you engaging your people in it? Are you informing them of what your culture is all about? Are you instructing them how to use those values? Are you inspiring them to change the way that they behave and the way they think and to be more in line with your brand? All of that is about developing the strong culture so that you can create great products, or you can provide great service, or, you know, develop a great customer experience that then your brand becomes known for. So that's probably the one I would highlight.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Now, credit unions, the big thing about credit unions, we want to be relevant. You know, that's the thing. And with technology changing at the speed of light these days and stuff, it's so hard to keep up. And we always talk about credit unions telling their story. So what can credit unions do? And what advice do you have for credit unions? Because it's explaining to somebody what a credit union is can be a long, drawn-out conversation instead of the 30-second elevator speech type of thing. Right. So what advice do you have for credit unions in order to get their message out there in an efficient way?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things I talked about is to ask yourself, what business are you really in? As opposed to thinking about yourself as, oh, I run a credit union, I think it's more important to think about, what is the value you're creating for your customers? How are your members, I should say. How are you making them feel? What ultimately are you enabling them to do as a result of doing business with you? And I think if you explain, or you craft a story that explains that to your members, I think they're more likely to relate to that. And then you can get into the nitty-gritty of, okay, this is how we do it, and this is how we differ from like a traditional bank. But I think that it's really connecting emotionally as opposed to focusing specifically on the product that you're selling.
Yeah, because I think we're all just trying to find that got milk or that just do it type of campaign or slogan that really quickly tells the story of what you're all about. I think that's what the credit unions are searching for.
So the got milk is a great example. The way they came up with that campaign is they actually did research where they deprived people of milk for like a week. Okay, they said, drink, eat anything, but you cannot have milk. And then they did research and they found out that there were so many things that naturally went with milk that just the experience was ruined without having them. So like cookies and milk.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Exactly. All these things. And then they developed this campaign that was like, you don't want to get stuck without having milk. So that was the
great idea.
So I would maybe say, you know, think about what would happen if you went away.
Yeah.
What if credit unions never existed? What if you specifically didn't exist? What would be missing from people's lives? What would they kind of be like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore, or I really need or want to do this, and I need to find somewhere else that's not going to do it as well as a credit union. And maybe so kind of turn it on its head and say, you know, as opposed to thinking about what do you do, maybe it's what would people miss if you didn't exist?
Really good, yeah.
I think we just had a eureka moment.
I think so. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So, I mean, so...
You can, like, charge me later.
Okay, yeah. We'll send the checks in the mail.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, kind of want to wrap up with... give you a plug. What do you do? And where can folks get a hold of you? Because, I mean, obviously, this is great advice.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks. So, I do a lot of this, which is I go around speaking to business executives about brand building. And you can reach me through my website at DeniseLeeYan.com.
Perfect.
But I will mention that I am coming out with a new book in March of 2018. It's called Fusion, How Integrating Brand and Culture Powers the World's Greatest Companies.
Whoa.
So it's a little bit more what we talked about. Yeah, is it aligning your internal workplace culture with your external brand identity, making sure they're integrated and aligned and really create this tremendous, powerful, valuable asset for you.
Yeah, alignment is so important inside and out. So
yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, so DeniseLeeYan.com.
All right, you heard it here. And wait for the book. All right, probably Amazon.
Yes, yeah, all the booksellers, Fusion.
Okay, very cool. Denise, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.